Good morning, I'm Jeff Reed with an ESPN 1270 News update. In just a matter of days, Cambridge campus of Appalachian Behavioral Health Care will close, and the Athens campus will take over the care of all the hospitalized patients. Announced several months ago, the consolidation officially takes place Monday with an expected cost savings to the state of $8 million a year. Of the 128 staff at Cambridge, 55 will transfer to Athens, while others will take early retirement, others will be laid off, and others exercise union seniority and move to jobs elsewhere. Cambridge City Schools Board of Education met last night over two dozen agenda items, addressed various aspects of closing the books on 2008 and beginning the start of fiscal year 09. A number of the items also maintain the business operations of the district during the summer months. As is the tradition of the Cambridge School Board, those staff members that have retired during the past school year were honored. And the group of nine people representing teachers, administration, and support staff have served the Cambridge School District for a combined total of over 200 years. And the Cambridge Area Chamber of Commerce organizing a public forum that will give community members an opportunity to voice their thoughts on the attributes that are necessary in the Cambridge City School District's next superintendent. The event is tonight at 6 o'clock at Central Elementary. Anyone interested in the selection of the next superintendent should plan to attend. The event is open to the public. Your forecast today, patchy dense fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny. A high today in the mid-80s. I'm Jeff Reed reporting.